With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message he has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change titled, A Great Mission, Saving the Planet, via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA on November 26, 2008.
Our people have to spread out more the solution, like the veggie diet. And we do what we can as far as our group ability can do. Everybody's worried, but little is done. What we need now is action. Action from the government to inform people and to reinforce the new life-saving diet. That's a vegan diet. At least vegetarian diet. Even a little milk now and then, if they just use it for emergency-wise, it should be all right. But if we raise too much livestock, then it's helpless. The bad karma of killing cannot be eliminated unless people walk in the opposite direction and wash their hand off the innocent blood.
The question is that you said if all people would become vegetarian, then the global warming would stop within like 2 months. And the question is, but all the cows and animals who produce all the methane, they are still alive for like another 10 years. How come the global warming would stop so fast?
There are not only cows, there are pigs, and chickens, and turkeys, ducks, geese, goats, sheep, etc. Who doesn't have a long lifespan like the cows? So they will go out naturally. And these contribute a lot also to the global warming, not just the cows.
If it's a methane from the animals alone, then they will be also absorbed and dissipate in the air, and no more new one. And also, it's not just the animals, it's many things that connect it with it, like killing animals and cleaning the animal carcass and cleaning all their environment where they live, and the transportation for it, and the medical equipment and medicine concerning with animals, and the people who got sick from the animals, and the transportation from the people who got sick from the animals, and many other kind of things. And for that, they produce more CO2 as well. Storages and all kind of hidden cost involving human and sick animals. And fertilizer from the animals, and for more animal feeding, clearing more forest for animal feeding, planting animal feed, and fertilizing animal feed, and runoff pollution, acidity caused by runoff pollution, and weather change, and cause more destruction, and then erosion, and then reconstruction, etc., etc. It's the whole chain of effect. It's not just the animal methane gas. And because if we reduce the methane gas, that means reduce the global warming. And reduce global warming means reduce more methane from the permafrost, the coal mud, etc. And reduce the acidity from runoff pollution from the animal waste, animal feeding, animal fertilizer, pesticide and all that, the whole chain. And it costs more. And when you have more methane, then it breeds more methane, etc., etc. So it's not just the animals. That's physically and scientifically speaking.
Yes.
And another thing, people forget all the time, the cause and effect, the karma. Even people now, they eat meat all these years, and they just turn to vegetarian diet. Then their cancer is diminished or lessened, their sickness is gone, even cardiovascular disease and many other diseases just disappear. So, even if the methane gas is still there in the air from the animal, but we turn away from killing, we drop the butcher knife, then we are protected by our own virtues. And each one, we have five angels protecting him. So you see, even people already got sickness inside the body already, like cancer, cardiovascular disease, heart disease, all kind of stuff, you name it. And they turn vegetarian diet, and the sickness is gone in a short time or no time. What to talk about the outside influence is not much anymore.
Yes, yes.
We are protected. Once we turn to be a compassionate person, not just to talk about this physical effect, but physical effect also you can calculate it, and then you will know it'll be much lessened. Even if the cows are still there for 10 years or 20 years or whatever years, because we are protected. Once we are compassionate, the compassion will envelop us and we become immune. That's why many people turn vegetarian diet, they cure their sickness. It's been proven through medical treatment, through scientific research already. But karma is a funny thing also. It's a very exact thing. So even if we are already poisoned from inside out already, we still can cure ourselves by being vegetarian, not to talk about the methane outside in the air. It will disappear. And even if it's there, it won't affect you. That is that. Try it.
Yes. Thank you, Master. Thank you.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Master, you have mentioned many times that we should choose organic food. And there was a lecture in Korea called Strawberry Fish, where a disciple explained that the DNA of the vegetable could be mixed with the DNA of the animals. What consequence could such food have on our practice regarding the precepts?
Even though we are not deliberately killing the animals to eat or to mix it inside the vegetarian food, we still have some little consequences. It will maybe affect our practice, affect our concentration in meditation, and it could affect our body also. Because once we practice spiritually, our body, our mind, our cells, DNA, everything is so pure. So it doesn't tolerate any impure stuff that comes into the body. That's why when you're sick and all that, that is the way the body tries to get rid of the toxin or the, you know, unsuitable agent that filter into your body. So we try to eat as organic as possible. It's better. The pure food, pure vegetable. That's why I have told your brother and sister in some of the retreat, I say, you can plant your own vegetable. Everybody can plant enough to feed their own family if they have a little yard even. Or they can plant on the balcony or on the roof. Yeah, or in the garage, you know. Okay, do what they can. If they can, eh?
Yes,
okay.
Master.
Organic food, organic vegetable, pure and simple, is always better for us. Not just physically, but spiritually as well.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome, love.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Master, you have such long, lush, beautiful hair. People are worried that they do not receive enough vitamins or nutrients from plant-based diet. Hmm. But is being vegetarian the secret to your natural glowing beauty and hair?
Hmm. You have beautiful hair yourself. Why you ask me?
Thank you.
Being a vegetarian does help your hair, of course, because the living vegetable, they have a lipid. It's good for everything, not just hair. But anyway, if you don't have a good hair, vegetarian or not, you can try to treat it with ointments and some nutrition for the hair. Nowadays, they have plenty. We are vegetarian because we love animals, not because we want to keep our hair. So maybe you still can lose your hair even if you're vegetarian. We have to have a balanced diet. Then it will be good for everything, also including hair. Yeah. I don't really take care of my hair that much. Apart from now and again, I cook for the Supreme Master Television. Right now we eat just the things that is taken off the trees, like maybe fruit, even vegetable. They're fruity vegetable, like eggplant and tomatoes, cucumbers and gourd and squash and all that. We don't even eat so-called the leafy vegetable even anymore. So whatever you eat, just remember the divine power that is nourishing us and also taking care of your hair. And if the hair is still there, good. If the hair not there, goodbye.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ. Conserve up to 70% clean water.
Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger.
Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year. Half the world's grain supply.
consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air.
Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
Is there a message you would send to the new president-elect of the United States besides veg and going green? Thank you.
First of all, I'm very proud of him. That he has really been a great hope for many people and brought a lot of inspiration for many Americans as well as the world citizen. I'm proud of him and I want to congratulate him. And I know that the pressure is very great on him because people will expect a lot from him. And I hope he's strong, healthy, and wise to continue to fulfill the expectation of the people. But it will be huge on him, huge. Now, as far as being best going green, that he knows already. And if I have something to tell him, let's go like this. Dear President Obama, don't be a president. Don't be a president. Be an extraordinary leader. Be a compassionate leader. Be the one of the kind leader. And be compassionate, of course, and endorse a more compassionate lifestyle for the Americans. Be a hero. Be a lifesaver. Be a historical vegan president of America. And lead the world to salvation. Peace and love expands. War and hatred contract and isolate. That's what I would tell him, and he understands.
Thank you, Master. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
My question is about the new president. What are the prospects for peace in Middle East, in particular with the new U.S. president? Master, his name is Mubarak. And in Arabic, Mubarak is the blessed. He's a blessed president.
Yeah, he is blessed. Look at how many people support him, how many people love him. And with big power came big responsibility. Concerning the prospect for peace in the Middle East, in particular with the new president, he has promised to put the Middle East peace on his top agenda.
Yeah.
He has promised like that, and he even called the presidents, Palestine and Israel, to tell them that. So let's hope with his sincerity and newfound popularity and power, something may be happening that contribute to the true and lasting peace in your region of the world. Because I know you're concerned. Me too, I'm concerned, even though I am not Jews and I'm not Palestine. But I love both of these people. I'm sure they can talk together and understand each other. So it will also depends on both the Palestinian and the Israel government. We pray for them.
Yeah. Thank you, Master. Thank you.
Because the people, they want peace. It's, the government has to make it happen.
Yeah.
You look beautiful.
Thank you, Master. Okay. Thank you.
Like the Jewish princess.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part 4 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion, A Great Mission, Saving the Planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Up next, right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.